Hello, it's Friday, May 31, and here are the week's news headlines from sunburylife.au. My name is Steve Hart, and I hope you've had a fantastic week. Now, a much-loved black swan was returned to Spavin Lake by members of Melbourne Zoo's Marine Response Unit this week. The swan was picked up by the Sunbury-based Wildlife Rescue and Rehab statewide after it was spotted with shaky legs. Experts treated the swan for zinc poisoning and returned it to the lake on Monday. Hume City councillors have announced its draft annual budget and wants to increase general rates across Hume City by 2.75%. The budget is now out for public consultation with council to make its final decision at a meeting on Monday, June 24. The proposed budget doesn't meet state government guidelines, as published by Melissa Horn, MP, Minister for Local Government. Six members of Hume City Council travelled to Sydney this week to take part in the National Growth Areas Alliance Conference. At the close of the three-day event, they walked away with an award for excellence in leadership. Councillor Sam Michaud said it was fascinating seeing the growth of Western Sydney. Details of Hume City Council's Audit and Risk Committee meetings deemed confidential have been published following a Freedom of Information Act request by Sunbury Life and a near five-month wait. The minutes of seven meetings dating back to May 2022 are now available to download from the sunburylife.au website. Round two of Hume City Council's event grants programme is open for applications to those looking to hold shows and festivals next year. Grants of up to $12,000 are available depending on the event's category and anticipated attendance. Staff from Great Western Water walked out of the job on Monday, but it's all good news. They took part in a symbolic walk to mark the start of National Reconciliation Week on Monday, May 27. Elizabeth Smith, community support worker for the Sunbury Aboriginal Corporation, also attended the event. The door is open for those wanting to nominate a contender for the annual Hume Young Leaders Award. The annual event, now in its third year, is hosted by Hume City Council's Youth Engagement and Pathways Unit. Nominations will close on Sunday, July 7. Sunbury MP Josh Ball made the news this week. He's becoming Parliamentary Secretary for Infrastructure Delivery. Mr. Ball says he's looking forward to delivering the vital projects of growing Victoria needs. And finally on the news section, a decision to give the chair of Hume City Council the right to remove councillors who disrupt meetings will go to public consultation. Councillors voted to adopt the new rule at its meeting on Monday, May 27, but public consultation needs to take place first. And now on to our What's On section. The official opening of the upgraded running track at the Eric Boardman Memorial Reserve, Mitchell's Lane, is taking place on Saturday, June 1. All the fun starts at 10 a.m. There'll be free food and coffee, so go along and see the Sunbury Athletics team. Now, if you want to get your dancing shoes on, there's a disco for the over 30s at the Sunbury Social Club. The music starts at 7 p.m, carries on till midnight. That's the Sunbury Social Club over 30s disco at the Clark Oval. Tickets are $17.50 each. And if you'd like music from the 60s and 70s, go visit Sunbury Social Club on Sunday, June 2nd for 4 hours of free live music by local musicians. Doors open at 12 noon, the music starts at 2 p.m, and leading the pack is Sunbury Radio's Andrew Smith. Should be a fine afternoon of some superb live music. And don't forget, the Home and Garden Expo is taking place at the Global Learning Centre, 44 Macedon Street, on Saturday, June 22nd. Doors open at 10 a.m. Should be a fun day. I'll be on Sunbury Radio Sunday evening, starting at 6 p.m, playing the week's new jazz releases. Meanwhile, keep up to date at sunburylife.au for all your local news and events. And if you have news to share, then do let us know, because if it matters to Sunbury, if it matters to you, it matters to us. My name is Steve Hart. Have yourself a great week.